Atal. Hello, my clever friend. Ready for another dose of knowledge?
Hey there, of course, I'm ready. What's on the agenda for today?
Well, first off, let's talk about the recent attacks by Iran on Israel. Can you believe it? They used rockets and drones. But the Israelis are not backing down and are successfully defending themselves.
Wow, that sounds serious. And secondly, we'll talk about Russia's military actions in Ukraine. There are shelling and airstrikes happening there, all caused by the war.
This sounds pretty sad, but I'm sure we can figure out this tricky situation. And thirdly, we'll discuss the rental issues in various tourist spots. Imagine, in beautiful places like Venice, Ibiza, and Antalya, there are rental problems due to high demand from tourists.
Wow, that sounds like a real issue. But I'm sure we can find a solution. Let's get started.
You know, I recently saw the Dua Lipa music video, and I want to share my thoughts. Where do you think it was filmed, my little detective?
I'm not sure. Maybe in London?
Haha, not a bad guess, but no. Remember when we watched Harry Styles' music video with the penguin pool?
I remember. That was quite amusing, wasn't it?
So, in Dua Lipa's music video, there's also a pool, and at first I thought it was the same one. But then, at the 28th second, the Sagrada Familia flashed by, and I understood everything. Barcelona. Of course, Barcelona. Do you think penguins like paella?
Wow, that's awesome. Barcelona is such a cool city, isn't it?
And you know what's also interesting? This pool on Montjuïc Mountain was opened way back in 1929. And in 1992, during the Olympics, they held diving competitions there. The pool is still open and available for everyone in the summer. I bet even penguins can swim there if they bring their own trunks.
Wow, that's a really old pool, and they even held competitions in it. Cool.
By the way, speaking of travels and meetups, did you know that I'll soon be having a big meetup with readers in London? Yes, that's right. On April 17th, we'll have a whopping 12 people in one of the London pubs. Not bad for London, eh? And you know what else? On the same day, there's a Champions League match, so it looks like we'll be watching that. Well, we won't really have a choice, haha, but I'm totally up for it. If you're in London and feeling shy, don't be. Just drop me a message and I'll send you all the details. I think this will be my biggest reader meetup in the entire history of Espresso. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. Have you ever wondered why creativity requires offline time? Let's discuss this using Nike as an example.
Oh, interesting. I've heard that many companies want to bring employees back to the office after the pandemic, but I thought it was just because it's easier to monitor work.
Well, that's one of the reasons, but there are others. For example, Nike's CEO, John Donahoe, recently gave an interview where he talked about how remote work can stifle creative potential.
Wait. Are you saying that Nike has become less innovative because of remote work?
Absolutely, my clever friend. Donahoe said that it's very difficult to develop revolutionary footwear over Zoom, and it seems he's not alone in his views. A recent study showed that scientists collaborating remotely were less likely to generate innovative ideas than their colleagues working in person.
Wow, that's really amazing. But you know, I think there's something to it. After all, some things, especially those related to creativity and innovation, require personal presence and communication.
You know what? I totally agree. Creativity is not just about thinking, it's also about sharing ideas, the vibes that you can only feel in the air during offline brainstorming sessions. It's like trying to catch lightning in a bottle through Zoom, almost impossible.
So, it looks like offices aren't going to become a thing of the past after all. They'll just transform into spaces for creative collaboration and generating new ideas, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, and it will be interesting to see. But for now, let's get back to our discussion. Do you think Nike will be able to regain its innovativeness when everyone returns to the office?
That's a good question. But I'm sure Nike has every chance of success. After all, in the last 50 years, they've done more for the advancement of running than any other brand in the world. And I'm confident that they can once again become leaders in innovation.
Oh. So, my friend, we've already discussed the issue of returning to office work and how it can affect creativity. Now let's talk about another problem related to housing and tourism. Have you ever wondered why, in many tourist cities, the local residents become victims of their own success?
What do you mean by that, mate?
Well, for example, in Venice and Ibiza, because of the large number of tourists, local residents can't afford to rent apartments. Property owners prefer to rent out their real estate to tourists, which has made rental prices unaffordable for those who live in these places permanently.
Wow, that sounds like a real issue, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's not just in Venice and Ibiza. In Antalya, for example, the situation is the same, except it's not tourists displacing the locals, but immigrants from Russia and Ukraine.
And what do they do then, eh?
Well, many of them are forced to move into tents, cars, or rent small apartments for several people.
That sounds awful. But why can't they just find another job and move to a different place?
Good question, mate. But it's not always easy to find another job, especially if you've been working in the same place for years. And moving to a different place can also be expensive and complicated.
Got it, but what can we do about it, eh?
Well, it's a tough one, mate. But I reckon it's important to be aware of this issue and try to find a solution. Maybe the government should step in and regulate rental prices to protect the local residents.
Sounds like a good idea. Hopefully someone will do something about it.
Yeah, I hope so too. All right, we've discussed the housing issue related to tourism. Now let's switch to another important topic, the political situation in the world. Have you heard about the heavy shelling of Israel by Iran?
Yeah, that was something. On Sunday night, Iran attacked Israel with 170 suicide drones, 120 ballistic missiles, and 30 cruise missiles. It was the most extensive drone attack in world history. According to Israel, they managed to shoot down 99% of the missiles and drones.
Wow, that sounds like a scene from a sci-fi movie. But you know what surprises me the most? It's how Israel managed to shoot down such a large number of rockets. Do you have any idea about the capabilities of Israel's air defense system?
Oh yeah, that's very interesting. They've got the Iron Dome, the HETS-3 missile system, the David Sling, and the Patriot systems. But here's an interesting fact. Not everyone can afford to install the Iron Dome. For example, Ukraine can't get the Iron Dome. This system cannot protect more than 150 square kilometers, which limits its effectiveness for large countries.
Any exciting developments in the pipeline, mate?
Yeah, Israel is developing a new defense system called Iron Beam. This system uses a powerful laser beam to destroy artillery shells, artillery mines, and short-range missiles that are too small for the Iron Dome to intercept effectively. Additionally, the system will be able to destroy small drones. The Iron Beam destroys targets by irradiating them for 4 to 5 seconds. The main advantages of the laser over interceptor missiles are lower cost per shot, unlimited ammunition, lower maintenance costs, and a smaller crew size, resulting in rapid target destruction.
Blimey. But what now? What's next, eh?
Now, the USA is advising Israel not to strike back at Iran, but the word on the street in Tel Aviv is that they want to and will retaliate. In short, the situation is heating up.
Well, let's hope everything will turn out okay. After all, nobody wants a war, right? And by the way, don't call me mate. I'm already a grown-up.
Haha, sorry, mate. I'm just used to talking like that. But you're right. You're all grown up now. And yeah, let's hope for peace.
You know, the world is a wonderful place, but sometimes things happen that make us stop and think. For example, there was a terrible incident at a shopping center in Sydney recently. Have you heard about it, or have you been too busy playing video games?
Yeah, mate. I heard about it. A guy with a knife attacked people. It's really sad that these things happen. Unfortunately, 6 people didn't make it. But you know, I've always thought that there's more danger in video games than in real life.
Yeah, it's awful. But you know what's interesting? The police reported that the man had a mental illness, and there's no Islamist context as many might have thought. So, not everything in life is as simple as in your video games, right?
Well, that's a twist. So, it wasn't a terrorist attack, but the action of someone with a mental illness. That changes the perception of the situation. And by the way, in my video games, there's always the option to restart the level and correct mistakes.
Absolutely spot on. And it reminds us of the importance of mental health and how crucial it is to pay attention to the people around us. After all, in real life, there's no restart button like in your video games, is there? You know, my young friend, do you know what's happening in Orenburg right now? There's a mass evacuation declared due to flooding. The city looks completely different, just unrecognizable. And this all happened just 2 days ago.
Yeah, mate, I heard about that. The water is receding in Orsk, but here's the thing. During these floods, the water washes away graveyards and animal burial grounds, and it also mixes with sewage. There are a lot of harmful microbes in that water. It's dangerous for health.
You're right, my young scientist. And when the water recedes, the microbes will settle in the soil and the flooded areas. Unfortunately, more people die not during the severe floods, but after them, due to intestinal infections. But let's not dwell on the sad stuff. You know what they say about floods? They're like uninvited guests. always arriving at the most inconvenient moment.
Yeah, mate, that's right. I hope the folks in Orenburg will stay safe. And you know what else they say about floods? They're like bad neighbors, always showing up unannounced and leaving a mess behind.
You know, all these unpredictable natural phenomena remind me of how unpredictable and fascinating the world of literature can be. Have you heard about the 2024 International Booker Prize?
Yeah, mate, that's right. It's one of the most prestigious literary awards in the world. I wonder who made it to the shortlist this year.
Well, here's who made it to the shortlist. Selva Almada from Argentina with the book Not a River, Hwang Sok-yong from Korea with Mater 2 to 10, Gente Posthuma from the Netherlands with What I'd Rather Not Think About, Itamar Vieira Jr. from Brazil with Crooked Plow, Jenny Erpenbeck from Germany with Kairos, and Aya Genberg from Sweden with The Details.
Wow, that's really impressive. All these authors from different countries with different cultures and histories, and they've all managed to create works that have caught the attention of the international jury. It just goes to show that literature truly knows no bounds.
You're spot on, my clever mate. Literature really brings us all together, despite our differences. And that's what makes it so unique and important.
Oi, don't call me clever mate. I'm practically a grown-up now.
All right, sorry. But you'll still be a clever mate to me, even if you are practically a grown-up now. You know, sometimes I feel like I need to meditate and do some yoga. Because, well, I often feel so makes a face. Ugh. Like this. Blah.
And at what age did you start meditating? At 6?
Haha, if I had started meditating at 6, I'd probably have a network of retreat centers all over the world by now. Or I'd be living in the mountains, wrapped in a woolly jumper that smells like sheep, with a weather-beaten but enlightened face.
Or you could be microdosing somewhere in California, not to launch a startup faster than everyone else, but to meditate better.
Yeah, I'd be one of those California gurus almost impossible to get to. There'd be rumors that I could fly. That's California for you. Oh, if only I'd started meditating at 6.
Well, you can always start now, mate.
Thanks a bunch, my wise mate. You know, speaking of meditation and inner peace, it reminds me of how some people manage to stay positive even in the most stressful situations. For example, Jeff Bezos at a recent state dinner at the White House.
Oh yeah, I saw the photos from that event. Jeff and his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez looked absolutely stunning.
You know what? Sometimes I feel like they need a sign that says, "Guess what? We're having sex. Every day. And we just did."
Oh, come on. It's just their way of showing off how happy they are together. And you know what? I'm genuinely happy for Jeff.
Have you heard the new jingle for Ozempic? Oh, Ozempic. I was humming it for half the day yesterday.
Oh no, I haven't heard it yet. But now, thanks to you, I definitely won't forget it.
So, what do you think of my email? Noticed the emoji feature in there? Just click on one of them. It's an anonymous survey. We've done this in the last email and might continue for research purposes in the future. Thanks a bunch for your feedback. Have you ever wondered why we know that someone else knows, but we still keep talking about it? Ponder on that. And yes, emotions are important here. They're like a mirror of our thoughts, sending you a hug. Don't forget to send me your comments, questions, and even black nylon tights if you feel like it. But most importantly, send me your creative thoughts to highexpresso.today. And please recommend my emails to good people.